Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, as we approach the holiday of Christmas and Hanukkah and all that, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, we are in it, man. We are in it now.
And yeah, we are.
There's rapping going on around here today. And I do a thing, and they're not listening, so I can say.
Okay.
I like to always give books to children. Now, I give them other things.
Yeah,
balls,
yeah.
Things. But I always get a couple of books, children's books.
Interesting. Like,
and what I do with that is I get a picture of me and the child that I've taken during the year,
mm-hmm.
when any number of them, I'd send it to Walgreens digitally,
okay. Yeah,
and they make a print. I have to get it back, like tonight. I'll get the book, and in the front of the book, I'll tape the picture.
That's nice.
And then write a note, you know, from Granddaddy, you know, may you always.
Nice.
That kind of thing.
I like that. That's really.
It makes it more of a special book they won't throw away, most likely.
Yeah. I like that. That's great. Okay, so now just for fun.
Personalized books that you give them, you know, autograph them.
Yeah.
Or put your picture with a child in there, and they will appreciate that, I think.
I think that's great. Yeah, I have, I have actually, even though I'm 100 years old, I have a couple of books from when I was a kid. There were.
I don't. Yeah, my mother.
No, huh?
Yeah, she gave away everything you could. I mean, it wasn't strapped down. It was. I have nothing other than some pictures, but I mean,
yeah, wow.
I had a train set that was fantastic.
Oh,
with
wow.
Trains.
Yeah, yeah.
Gave that to my father's law partner.
I'll be darned.
His child, and who knows what he did with him.
Huh.
I mean, all that's anything that would have been worth keeping got thrown out or whatever. I don't understand the process actually,
but. Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, would have liked to. I mean, this I could think of 40 things that, jackets, you know, letter jacket that I had just to have would have been nice.
Yeah.
Nice to have.
Yeah. I mean, I have a few hats. My dad passed away, and I have a few of his favorite hats he would wear all the time. I don't wear them.
I mean, I have my father's shotguns.
That's kind of nice.
I have a few things like that, but I'd like to have had some of my own stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's what
you
I was going to say.
From childhood, I have nothing.
I still remember, I don't know who wrote the book. It's in one of my stacks somewhere, and I think we bought it for our own kids, if I'm not mistaken. But I remember my mom used to read a book called A Birthday for Francis. And she would read it in character, and she would change her voice for every.
No, I didn't get anything like that.
And I'm just so glad I have it. So my point is, I'm glad you're doing that for your grandkids, because they will hang on to those, I would assume.
You would hope. I mean, you know, they've got a lot of books, and hopefully they'll do something with them.
But yeah, that's cool.
Hopefully their mother, my daughter, won't throw them out.
So. Yeah, that's very nice. Well, of course, they're always going to have this podcast, Jimmy. You know that.
Well, there's no shortage of, if you want to, which there's no need to find Granddaddy, but Granddaddy's got lots
of
video
want to, yeah.
And pictures. I mean, I'm highly accessible.
Yes,
not,
you are. Yes,
not going to be an issue.
That is true.
Beyond, but I'm, you know, this world, has it been crazy in the last, since we last talked even?
I had this discussion with my wife just the other night. I said, what is going on? It's insanity.
And I don't want to dwell on any of these stories. We're going to blow past each one because there's nothing more that can be said about it. Let's start with Rob Reiner.
Yeah, terrible. I mean, he was a funny guy. Yeah.
He didn't really sit down and do a lot. He didn't, you know, he just didn't do the great unwashed. He did mostly network interviews.
Yeah.
And he didn't mostly do, you know, the rest of us, as the other stars did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did every, you know, I've done all his movies, and Nicholson didn't do ever, really. He's never sat down.
Yeah.
I don't know if he even sat down for Barbara Walters, I don't think. But, you know, everybody else at all those Rob Reiner movies I've talked to over the years for the publicity, and they were all great. And Rob, I mean, he was a great director. His politics were extremely left, and that's
indeed.
What irritated President Trump. There's still no excuse for President Trump to have come down on somebody who had just died. You know, it was,
I agree with that,
it
too.
It was unhinged and not appreciated, I don't think, by anybody. I think it came across.
Well, I mean,
think that kind of stuff really hurts him And I think it hurts him a lot. And this is where it hurts him. Because it hurts him in the independents. It hurts him in the people that aren't just, you know, got MAGA tattoos.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Those people were sitting on the fence for a lot of different elections, and they're the ones that put him over the top. And also, it affects him with the younger demographic. They particularly are not raised from a generation where that's okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair.
Certain people's feelings are not on their agenda for the most part.
Yeah.
And you know, Trump is New York and rough and tough, and just, there's no rules, you know, and he feels like he doesn't really have to play by anybody's rules. And it's easy pickings right now for the opposition with him.
Yeah, I think that was a mistake.
Real easy pickings on a lot of stuff that he's doing. I mean, you know, the opposition, I think the one thing that, you know, there's a lot of subjects going on right now, the drug boats and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing is, it's always going to be, like James Carville said, it's the economy, stupid. And yeah, he has not given the appearance that he cares about the regular Joe guy. He acts like he cares about the farmers. He obviously cares about Wall Street because he knows where the stock market is all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the stock market has certainly got people's 401ks in it, and it does matter.
Yes, it does.
But to people that are just out trying to make a living and go out and paying $20 lunches every day and all that stuff that's not changing, and that their insurance is going off the roof, you know, and mm-hmm. medical expenses are crazy. Yes, I think he's tried to work on the pharmaceutical, but you can't just leave people high and dry. And I don't think he's shown the leadership. It doesn't seem to me that he has, with the Congress telling them what he wants. The Republicans have had 8 years, 20 years to try to figure this out,
mm-hmm.
and they've never had a policy. Again, they want to do medical savings accounts, which to me is just the most dumb, numb thing that I've ever heard. The people, a lot of people in this country, they don't even have a savings account of any kind. They may not even have a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking a bus to work, and the last thing they can do, and they don't have internet, and they don't have a lot of stuff. The people probably that need a lot of this the most are people that are most unlikely to responsibly be able to control a medical savings account or something like that.
Well, Jimmy, I gotta go back, just rewind for just 1 second. I think when this administration came in and they put DOGE, which wasn't popular, right, for a lot of different reasons. It was for some and not others.
It sounded good, but then it's something about it.
It got a little.
It seemed weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the plan was there. I think the plan was, let's be more fiscally responsible with how we're spending taxpayers' money. I think that's fair to say. And I think now that we look at Minnesota and we look what's happening in California with these fraud cases, whether it's the Somalian group in Minnesota or whether it's, you know, people abusing the system in California that just figured out how to abuse the system, I don't know. But I think that was the plan. I think what happened with that plan is there's so many hands in this basket that some of the good was going with the bad, and everybody said, well, listen, hit the brakes.
You know, yeah, I think that's true too, but the bottom line is the insurance companies like UnitedHealthcare and Blue Cross and whoever, and Aetna and whoever else is out there, they're very powerful. They pay off the left and the right.
Yeah, they do.
They pay off both sides.
They do.
And you can't tell me that just arbitrarily Congress is going to go in there and come up with something. Well, we're just going to cut them out and give y'all everybody medical savings account. That's not going to happen in any more than you.
No, I don't disagree with you at all. I just feel like government and maybe even big business to a certain extent has gotten so big, they don't know what the other hand is doing. I mean, they just don't know.
I just know that people in this country, our priorities have been screwed up for a long time. We've got to have the military. We've got to treat them right. You've got to feed them right.
Yeah.
You've got to house them right. You've got to pay them right and on time. You've got to give them a plan so they can go out and follow it. Mm-hmm. And it keeps morale up and keeps people to reenlist and everything else.
Yeah, and you're right.
You've got to do the military right. Mm-hmm. And then with this immigration thing, it's been so mishandled for the last number of years. They needed more people to come and work in some of these places out west that grew. And that's why you let more and more people in from Mexico over on that side, because they needed maids in the hotels in Las Vegas when they started building these super duper hotels 30 years ago.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And I used to have cab drivers. I remember one telling me particularly, said, man, we had to be real careful when we leave our cabs, if we leave anything in it, because it'll get broken into at night, you know, by some of these immigrants that are coming in here.
Yeah.
And they don't have any money, and they're trying to steal just anything, mm-hmm. you know, to try to make a buck. And that's been going on out there for a long time.
Yeah, it has.
And then California getting so crazy with homeless and in, you know, the homeless situation. I don't see the Republicans ever saying what in the world they want to do about that. Mm-hmm. I've never heard anybody talk about it on the Republican side. Maybe they have, and yeah. I missed it. But the Democrats, I don't hear them doing much more either. They just want to, you know, build houses for the homeless and put them in some housing, and that doesn't solve anything.
No.
I mean, yeah, it keeps the rain off of them for a night, mm-hmm. but these people are on drugs. They're mental. You know, here's the 10 in 10 words or less, and we'll change subjects and do something happy.
Yeah.
Mental health is the number one issue facing this country. It's not immigration. It's not Russia. It's not China. It's not any of those things. It's mental health. And the fact that we don't deal with mental health. So that's why we've got Rob Reiner in the grave today. It's probably why we have somebody at Brown University, two people in the graves today.
Yeah.
Why that you've got people walking down the street and just knocking the hell out of people, which they do sometimes now, or going to Macy's and just start stabbing a woman that's changing a baby's diaper. It's all this mental illness, and people in the Democrats and the Republicans ignore it. And they don't have a plan for it, and they just act like it's not there.
I agree with you, and I think it's worldwide. I think it's worldwide, and I agree with us here in the United States. I don't think we address it enough, Jimmy. We talk about, we say it's mental health. We bring it up. People bring it up, but there's no solution. There's no.
Well, we had a mental health hospitals, and then somebody let them all
right.
out.
That's right.
Because they were. I don't know how they got away with doing that, but I'm sure they weren't. You know, you had trouble getting people to go to work in those things. I knew people that did work in them. And in fact, Dustin Hoffman, believe it or not, mm-hmm. used to be an attendant in a mental health hospital.
Did he really? I had no idea.
Yeah, that was when he was waiting to be, you know, get accepted as an actor. I knew somebody that did it. They were orderlies, and I mean, it's an awful place to work around those things. These are talking about people who are criminally insane, mm-hmm. which is the worst category. And if you saw the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, nobody in their right mind wants to go work in something.
No,
like
Jack
that.
Nicholson, that was an old movie. And if you haven't seen it and you're a younger person listening, rent it, whatever.
Rent it, stream it, whatever. But yeah. Mental health issue, it's got to get talked about.
I agree.
Homeless in Nashville, the last time I was there, was so out of control in the downtown area.
I think it's everywhere. I was in Reno, and I noticed they were pretty smart about it. Some of the homeless people there had built tents over, and I'm sure this is terrible for your health, I don't know, off of electrical boxes, you know, that went underground. But there was heat coming off of those, and they were able to build a lean-to off the side of that. But the entire, going down into the biggest little city in the world, down that main drag where all the hotels and stuff like that, as soon as you get past that, tents all the way, made of tarps, just all the way out to wherever. And I just thought, when did this happen? I mean, it's bad.
On property that's the whose?
Just past the casino. It's like right on the sidewalk, right along these old buildings that aren't anything anymore, like used to be maybe, I'm just going to say, I don't know what it's called, the Comstock, one of the older casinos or whatever like that, that's just kind of abandoned or whatever, and they're just... You know, so I almost feel like just open the door, let them go inside there if they're not going to use it for anything.
But but it's just you're mixing up people who are in some cases veterans, but in most all cases mentally ill, different levels of mentally ill or alcoholic or drugs. most of them don't want a place. They don't want to have anything to do with the government. They're there for a reason.
Yeah.
They just want to be there. But that's part of mental illness, I'm sure, because who would, you know, who really would really want to be in that situation? So it's just, it's an issue that nobody wants to talk about. And I get started with the military. You know, we send these people like my brother overseas, and they come back completely damaged.
Yeah.
They've got, you know, the
PTSD.
PTSD.
Yeah.
Or cancer from Agent Orange and all this other stuff that we get in war. And we don't even take care of them right.
Yeah.
You know, if we can't take care of them right, how in the world can we take care of just a schmo on the street? You know, I mean, the
I
government
don't
has an obligation to them to treat them right. And I think it would break the government. I think it would break us if we had to really do right by all the people that we need to do right. I think we couldn't operate.
Yeah. And, I think you're right on the money. I'm looking at this article from LA Times, and it talks about the percentages of what's the homeless population are about. Traumatic brain injury, 6%. Developmental disability, 7%. PTSD, 17%. Physical disability, 29%. Mental illness was third at 34% of homeless. Substance abuse, 46%, and health conditions, which could be a culmination of all of it, at 47%. So it is a big problem, and mental illness is right up at the top of that.
Well, every time you see somebody doing some of this crazy stuff, it is, I don't know, it's just, you really almost have to cut the news off. I've kind of, after the Brown University thing, I watched that for a while and then
rough.
Watched how they got the wrong person and basically got that all screwed up, however that happened. I just still don't understand how that happened.
I don't either.
And then the Rob Reiner thing with the son that was living on the property.
Mm-hmm.
He had been troubled for years. He was 32 or is 32.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he'd been troubled since at least he was 15.
Yeah.
Had been homeless during some of the time, had been a drug user. And I think he had straightened out to some degree, but his mother was worried that he was slipping again.
Mm-hmm.
And they said at this party at Conan O'Brien's house on Saturday night that he went along with them because Mama wanted to keep an eye on him. That's why she didn't leave him at the house. So that's why he was at the party, didn't dress right for it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the biggest stars in town were at this party. And he was staring at people uncomfortably and then going up to people and asking them, are you famous?
Mm.
So he was, you know, I don't doubt that he was, you know, intelligent. So he was messing with people, you know, on that regard. Got into it with his dad. We still don't know what that was about
mm-hmm.
yet. But, and then they went home, and I don't know if he...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He went home with them or not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so this is like 11 or 12 o'clock at night. Parents go to bed. He sometime between then and I think between probably midnight and 3, I would guess, he killed them and stabbed them to death in their bed.
Golly.
And then went out to a hotel in Santa Monica that he had rented.
Mm-hmm.
And stayed in there for a number of, for some hours. And then he left there. He had, they went into the room. He never checked out. And they finally went into the room 1 or 2 o'clock and found all this bloody sheets. And he had done some of his blood all over the place.
Hmm.
And by that point, they were about that time, they were discovering the bodies at the house. And then one of the daughters lives across the street, said that, you know, you need to be looking at him because he's dangerous. And so they started looking for him and they couldn't find him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got concerned that, you know, with his money and wit, he might try to flee the country or something.
Mm.
So they got the U.S. Marshals involved. They haven't admitted this, but I'm pretty sure they did. And because they admitted that the Marshals were involved. Well, you get the Marshals when you think somebody is fleeing.
I got you.
And they have ways really quick to get on your cell phone, start tracking you from that and credit cards. They've got a lot of tricks the yep. U.S. Marshals do to find people. And they found him down at USC and near there, and they all got up on him and found him, and he was didn't resist.
That was so quick to me. I mean, as soon as I heard the news, they had already felt like they had already arrested him. Almost.
Yeah, he's about 3 hours, three or so hours.
That's incredible.
Or that maybe six that they got him, but they never admitted they did any of this.
Yeah,
they just kept. They didn't say anything. You know, mm-hmm. they just kept on going.
Just sad. It's just sad. And
very sad.
And, I go back all the way to the very beginning. At least for me, with Reiner, and he's touched every funny movie or every movie.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you could just blurt out a movie, and he's attached to it somehow.
You know, he and a guy named Alan Horn and somebody else started a company called Castle Rock.
Is that him? I didn't know that.
Yes, and that's Rob. Rob was one of the three people.
God, that's
that founded
big.
Castle Rock.
Yeah.
And he was the creative. Alan Horn was a business guy. And another guy, I think, was a business guy.
Wow, that was
Alan
huge.
Rob was kind of the creative person. But they're the ones that approved Seinfeld.
I didn't know that.
That's what? Why one of the first people over at the house before everybody got run off was Larry David.
Oh, I didn't know
who
that.
Who was the creator of Seinfeld with Seinfeld. Hmm. And he was over at the house real quick because Rob Reiner.
They were friends, I'm sure.
Rob Reiner, there would have been no Seinfeld.
Well, he was probably the very first sitcom I ever watched. I know you're not a sitcom guy, but All in the Family was the first time I ever
saw him as an actor. I was watching Sanford and Son back in those days.
Yeah.
I watched sitcoms some back then. They were funny.
Yeah, yeah. But,
they were, and All in the Family was classic. I didn't
gosh,
watch the Jeffersons
Meathead.
And some of that. I didn't care
yeah.
about Maude and some of that stuff. But yeah, I did I did watch All in the Family.
Oh, so. Yeah. It was politically incorrect.
Oh, very much so.
Very much so.
So we've had just some horrendous, and of course we had some soldiers. That's going to make more news, I think, tomorrow when they come home from Syria.
Okay.
We got ISIS going around over there killing people. And then did you see where they stopped some going to be a mass murder
yes.
thing on New
yeah.
Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Man, they had drones overhead, and these people were practicing whatever it is they were going to do.
Golly.
There in Southern California on New Year's Eve. Would have been a mass murder of some sort.
Mm.
And they caught them, thank God. So you wonder, and this is all ISIS and that kind of stuff. So you wonder, you know, that makes you nervous.
Yeah.
What have they not caught? You know, what have they not caught?
Yeah. No, you're right about that. And I know people have been talking about that for a long time. Oh, you know, they're here. And you got to, I mean, as much as you don't want to live in fear, you have to be smart.
You got to be smart.
Yeah.
You got to be. You know, keep your head on a swivel, as they say, and they're not kidding.
Yeah, you're right.
About that.
Our good buddy, Mr. Santos, used to say, be aware of your surroundings always. And I think that's 9/10. You know, you got to be aware.
Yeah, but where people have been getting late, I mean, who would, if you're changing your baby in a bathroom at Macy's.
That's crazy.
You know,
yeah,
how would you even have any idea?
I don't know. I don't know, but I because of that statement, I always sit where I can see the entrance of a restaurant. I always know where the second exit is. I try to do that.
I try to do that some of the time, you know,
yeah.
if I can. But I mean, sometimes you just get so scared, you know, that you're concerned out there because you hear so much stuff. You just wonder how long are we gonna, you know, be before we're all like Dodge City, all strapping our heaters on. Every time we go out, and sometimes I wish we would be more safer, but yeah. I think more people would shoot each other on that case. And the Australian thing, I mean,
how
this
bizarre.
Gunman up there with a long rifle because all the other guns are banned.
Yeah, but
this
standing.
Is like an elephant gun this guy had.
Yeah.
For 15 minutes he was up there shooting.
Standing up.
In plain sight.
Yeah. Very strange. Very strange. And then you
this
see
Australia, and that's what happens when you really go nuts. And on gun control and do some of that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you know, you've got to deal with mental illness and you've got to deal with terrorism. You've got to deal with ISIS. You've got to know who is coming into your country. You got to have intelligence people that are working on things and keeping their eye on certain people. That's just what you got to do. And man, these folks, you got to be able to deal with people when things happen too.
Mm-hmm.
And they obviously were not prepared on any level. And this is a very big beach. This is like going down. This is the equivalent in LA to Santa Monica Beach.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
It's very busy.
That's huge.
It's, you know, very busy. And it's, you know, remember, it's summer down there.
Mm-hmm. So crowded.
The beginning of summer, I guess. Yeah, beginning of summer down there. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of people doing stuff. And Hanukkah was starting, and this was predominantly Jewish that day. And he just...
That's rough.
This whole anti-Jew thing, I don't get it at all. I mean, I'm just confused and living in the world sometimes. You know,
I am too.
Going on,
I am too, but I go back to what you already brought up, and that is the mental health. It can't be those guys that open fire on the beach. They can't be all there. I mean, it just doesn't even compute for me. I don't understand that whole mindset or what it was that pushed them over that edge. I don't understand. I just am having trouble with that whole thing.
You know, it's just, I mean, there's so many things that people do and people are doing, you know, that are politicians to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
But here's woman charged in $29 million COVID fraud, busted driving stolen van to court.
What a moron.
I mean, those kind of people, you know, we've got to get back to making examples of people that do bad things like that.
Yeah, you're not wrong about
that. I mean, they've got to be,
in
that way, maybe somebody else won't do it. But if we look like there's no consequences for crime, which is we almost do sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, we just got to fix. And Trump is trying to do some things, but he's doing it, you know, with a screwdriver when it needs a jeweler's.
I like that.
And he's ham-handed about a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good
mm-hmm.
idea, but bad approach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know either. But I do know this. It's almost every front, and it's different. There are different things happening. Like you talked about the fraud, and we briefly, before we got, you know, into the podcast, you know, before we started, we talked about Minnesota and we talked about California and the fraud yeah. going on, and some of that's COVID
really
fraud.
Punished bad.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of, I mean, when you're talking about the American people's tax money in the billions of dollars and nobody is watching where that's going, that's a basic flaw in the system, right? I mean, it shouldn't go anywhere until we know exactly where it's going. But people have figured out a way to beat the system, which they've been doing since the beginning of time. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, people have been defrauding welfare over time. They've been defrauding all kinds of different things. COVID-19, no different. All that money that went out, I bet you, I don't know what the stats are, but I bet you at least 25% of it's fraud. I would guess, you know.
Yeah, what are they doing with all that money?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Buying cars or buying
what? Real estate? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But it needs to be stopped. And you saying what you just did about there's got to be an example. You have to make an example, or else, what are the consequences?
You've got to show people that, you know, it's not a matter of just arresting somebody. You got to arrest them too.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to show them that the system works.
Yep.
They get a speedy, fair trial, and they're put in the hooscow.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
And then in some cases, I'm a firm believer in the death penalty, but it's so hard to give people and takes so long. I mean, the crime was 30 years ago and 20 years ago. That's outrageous.
Yeah. No, every time I hear the death penalty, I think, well, that guy will be or that gal will be in prison until they're 100. That's what I think. I don't think, oh, they're getting put to death.
The system needs, but no one's brave enough to go and try to fix any of these sacred cows.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
That's the problem. They want more sexy, immediate, you know, instant pudding stuff instead of things that take some work.
Yeah.
It didn't get like this in a day. But there needs to be commissions and all kinds of things formed. I mean, you can't have what they've done in the gerrymandering where you've got 30 or 40% of the population's Republican
mm-hmm.
in California and they have 0% representation now.
Right, right.
That
seems
fair.
Weird.
That's not right. And some Supreme Court has got to see something like that and say it's wrong.
Yeah, I agree. And for the politicians that when you ask them, hey, what has happened? How did this get, you know, why was there fraud here? How come you weren't watching the money? And how come it's hard when the answer is it's hard to keep an eye on all that stuff? Well, I mean, if you're getting the money and you're distributing the money, it's your job. So you got to do your job.
Right.
And if you don't, out you go. And some of these,
you know, and you've got people that are in the system that, you know, the Congress, and, you know, just from there forward, mm-hmm. people enriching themselves by knowing
oh, yeah.
where government money is going to get spent. They got a head start and they can get with it.
Yeah.
I was looking at just some of these other things that are going on. See, where Howard Stern didn't retire. He stood with the serious. He signed a 3-year deal after a contract standoff, which he's pretty good about doing that. So he's going to make
more and more. He came out. Did you see what money. He said about that? He said, I found out a way that I could have it all. You know, your cake and eat it too. Hey, power to him, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for everybody. I don't want anybody to lose. I like for win-win.
Yeah.
The best outcome for things is a win-win.
Yeah.
And no I'd doubt. Love to see the American people get a couple of win-wins, you know,
with
medical
it.
And get something straightened out about that,
mm-hmm.
where the doctors feel better about it. And, you know, yeah, if something has to be adjusted with the insurance people, I think that has to be done. But, mm-hmm. you know, we just got some answers to some, you know, the military issues, the terrorism issues. Man, it's going to take just one terrorist act to freak this whole country out really
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, you're right.
And it sounds like we're like next to it all the time. This ISIS seems to be surfacing in too many places.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be extinguished. That roach needs to be sprayed.
Yep.
You know, wherever you see them, and they need to be under no certain doubt that that is going to happen. So hopefully we're doing everything we can.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, people have got to do their part. You know, people are so worried. And a lot of people are so worried about invasive. Oh, we don't need cameras. We can't have car tag readers in the streets. We can't have cameras here and cameras there. You know what? Use technologies to help us all. Mm-hmm. And this silly, some of the privacy concerns that people have are silly.
I would agree.
I mean, if you're out in a public street, your car, they ought to know who's out on the public street. I'm sorry. They don't need to be invading in your house. But the fact that people are having cameras that are finding these people that are committing crimes, that just ought to be part of things. And if they need to put them on telephone poles like they do in part of Nashville,
mm-hmm.
they've got them on every telephone pole.
Do they really?
In the richest section of town.
They have something,
you know,
here.
They want to know who's in their territory and who they are and where they're going. And they've caught a Venezuelan gang in a BMW that was doing something thanks to those cameras. And, you know, I mean, we've got to use technology to help ourselves and give up a little bit to get a little more. You know, it's got a way out.
Yeah,
I
agree. And I will say this, that my view of that has changed over the years. There was a time when I didn't want any kind of any, you know, don't look over my shoulder ever. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I just felt like, you know, we had so much freedom and now we don't. However, there's a whole generation here that never had the freedom you and I had. And I never had the freedom you had. I mean, to be honest, I mean, there was a time when there were no cameras. They could, you know, you could put a bandana over your face and rob a bank and no one would ever know who did it, you know.
And now they've got facial recognition.
Sure. Yeah,
they
sure.
need it in these public places. And they need to have AI working it, which they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So this stuff is coming whether you want it to get there or not. It just is.
Yeah.
Because we've got to have it to survive.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, no. Oh, Lord. Well, tell that to the people who are getting mugged on the subway. And again,
right.
it's mental health and security are two of the biggest concerns. And then you've got to have money to be able to do some of this stuff. And you just can't have everybody trying to sleep in a $1,000 hotel room. You know, you just can't be the only people that are going out or people that can afford to be in $1,000 hotel rooms.
Yeah. You're right. You're not wrong about all that, Jimmy.
You know, it's that's fine if they can pay for that, but it's just there needs to be, I don't know how you fix it. I just don't know how you fix some of this stuff. And obviously the people in charge don't know either.
Or they'd fixed it by now.
Or they'd have fixed it by now. They don't know.
I mean, you're right.
So they try to do, you know, big lollipop things that get a lot of people attention. But, you know, I don't know. So here's something that people can't help themselves on. Flu cases skyrocketed in New York City earlier than expected. I have seen a lot of upper respiratory stuff around me,
mm-hmm.
you know, everywhere. So be careful during Christmas holidays around, you know. I'm concerned when I go into a public restroom. Like it, you know, on a highway at the welcome stations or some of those things. I'm nervous going in and out of that because everybody in the world's going in and out of that.
Yeah,
so you just need to be concerned this time of year because there's a lot of. It took me 2 weeks to get over this laryngitis.
That's pretty long. I mean, that's pretty long.
You can hear it a little bit in there now, but it's 90% gone.
I think it sounds sexy, Jimmy.
But,
yeah, I think that.
But, you know, there's a lot of crud going on, and a lot of the kids carry it. But just keep that in mind as you get around your family from all points of the globe. And just be careful out there.
Indeed. Well, it looks like we'll have one more podcast before the end of the year. Does that sound about right?
Yep, we can do that.
And we'll talk about all the things that have happened. It'll probably be an XL episode because we got a lot to cover for the entire year. But we'll do that next week. And until we do that, be safe, be vigilant, be smart, and be aware of your surroundings. Until next time on Sweeping the Country, I'm Derek Walker. He is.
I'm Jimmy Carter.
Good day.